When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. Wiggy's here. Shime's here. Jackson's here. Curtis and Greg already on their break. And we did our top three moments earlier in the week. I believe on Wednesday we went through them. And Shime was out sick. So I wanted a chance to make sure that Shime got his top three moments. Mitch has the graphic up for those watching on Twitch and YouTube. But we start, and this was on a lot of people's lists, Shime. Olivia Culpo show in the snub.
Just amazing. Oh, okay. That drop will live forever just because it makes me giggle every single time I hear it. Like, there's just no doubt in my mind. Every time I hear this, I'm going to laugh.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
All right, that's always a good one.
It was a good one. The second one, the only other person that had this on their list was me. And the Joe Landry interview, the Veterans Day show, he was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, he was so awesome. That was such a great interview. I think that was one of the brightest spots of the show all year long, so I had to include that in my best three moments.
And you gave a little nod to me, the flower debacle.
Yeah, that was tremendous, because I think we were all arguing with you about flowers, and Santo did a great job at bringing home flowers, even though they weren't the flowers you wanted.
Well, they were potted plants.
They were great. It's still flowers.
They were all very different. And then Jack from Providence, a great listener of the show, showed up at the studio with flowers for me. Very nice.
Very nice. Look at that.
So those are your top three moments of the year. I like it. This is always very interesting this upcoming weekend, because some people will have Christmas parties. Santo and I are going to lay low because it's a long marathon of a week next week. And so I'm going to do my Christmas movie marathon. I haven't watched The Holiday yet. I haven't watched Four Christmases yet. I've watched The Santa Claus, but not 2, 3, 4. I think there's only four.
Is that the one with Tim Allen?
Yeah.
There's four of those?
I think there's four.
I think there's like a new one that just came out not too long ago.
Yeah, there was.
Like
there
within
was,
the past couple of years.
Are you going to watch that new show? Are you going to watch the new Red One on Amazon Prime?
What's that?
That's the one with The Rock.
The Rock and J.K. Simmons and Chris Pratt.
And what's
Chris Pratt. Chris Evans.
What's the other one? There's that one with The Rock.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one with Jack Black? Dare Santa?
Oh, I haven't heard of that
either. Haven't seen that one?
Jackson's giving a thumbs up. Yeah, Dear Santa.
Yeah, it's like Jack Black. He's like, it's like a, you know, any movies he's in, it's comedy. He's like a Santa, but he's like a devilish Santa. So he's like a Santa that, you know, does like nefarious things.
It's interesting that you would like a new Christmas movie, though, because whenever we have this debate, you go way old school.
Yeah,
like, you like The Christmas Story.
No,
A Christmas Story.
I like Christmas Story. My wife likes it more than I do, but I'm just like, my Wiggy family tradition is It's a Wonderful Life. We always watch that because I remember as a kid growing up, like, it was always on television. And, you know, you remember sitting there, you know, in the parlor on the floor watching it. And it's something that, you know, it's kind of the nostalgic thing. But that's kind of really what I watch. Like, I'm not big into, and I was just having this conversation, like, even with my boys, I'm not big into watching movies that I already saw again and again and again.
I love that. It's like a comfort. Really?
Yeah, yeah, I see it once, I'm good.
Yeah, like, unless I just happen to stumble upon it and I get caught in it.
You get Shawshank?
Yeah, right. But if I'm, like, looking for a movie to watch, I don't go, oh, I want to watch something that I already saw. I'm always looking for, I want to see something that I haven't seen. I'm not really big into watching because I'm like, I know it's going to happen. Unless I hadn't seen it in a long time and I stumble into it, I just don't.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, I'm like, I don't get how people will see a movie and then a couple days later, go back and see the same movie.
Well, because you don't want to miss anything. And I think sometimes seeing it a second time is better than the first.
Really?
Because you just know, you get excited for certain scenes.
But don't you know everything that's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, you know the outcome, but that's fine. I feel like I wasted
2 hours.
I'm a creature of habit. So there are Christmas movies that I need to watch every single year. I have to say, great recommendation. I forget who brought it up first, but The Carry On on Netflix. Mm-hmm. New Christmas movie that is like a...
What the hell's his name? Tyler Egerton?
Taron Egerton?
The kid from Kingsman.
And what's his face? Is the
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm. Is so
not
good.
Really a Christmas. Is it not really a Christmas
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, it is. It takes place on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay, but it's more like
a Die Hard. Yeah.
So you're a Die Hard as a Christmas movie
yeah,
person?
Yeah. Well, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
I don't know how anybody. I wouldn't watch Die Hard unless it was the Christmas season.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
No,
Die Hard. It could have been any. Christmas was not essential to the plot. It could have been any holiday or any work party.
Yeah,
it was a holiday party though.
Yeah, it just happened to be a holiday party. Yeah. Does that mean Batman '89 is a holiday movie too?
No, there was so much more to it because it was around the holidays and like the family element. Oh my God, imagine this happening right around the holidays. Oh, it's 100% a Christmas movie.
No, it's
so
not.
So any action. So any.
I think Harry Potter 1 is a Christmas movie.
So any movie that.
what are we doing?
So in your mind, any movie that takes place in the movie where it might be Christmas, you consider that a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
So if it takes place around Thanksgiving, is that considered a holiday movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
100%.
There are no Thanksgiving movies.
I also, if you're not in the mood to watch Christmas movies, maybe you're Christmas movied out, other TV to watch, great recommendation from Wiggy. Tulsa King, 10 out of 10.
Ooh, Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, so good. Landman, so good. Yellowstone's over, Lioness
Landman,
is over.
Landman, the one with Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes.
Got it.
And his ex-wife and his daughter are two very attractive women for the men watching.
Shime, there's a movie called Thanksgiving, and a movie about a killer.
It's a murder, yeah.
Yeah, it's about a killer who kills on Thanksgiving. So I guess
it's a Thanksgiving movie.
So I guess in the world of, because I'm with you, Shime, I don't consider Die Hard a Christmas movie. I consider a Christmas movie a movie that is really about Christmas.
Because like The Nightmare Before Christmas, Yeah. Is that a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Christmas movie.
Is it though?
Because
it's more Halloween.
I know you were trying to get me with that one, but it's a Christmas
movie. No, I'm just asking.
But
I'm just asking the question.
I guess in the world that Courtney lives in, that any movie that's based or like just takes place on Christmas, they don't even have to do anything with Christmas, is considered a Christmas movie, or any movie that has like takes place on a holiday is considered a holiday movie.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, I think Die Hard's an action movie.
I agree.
That's based on Christmas. All right, well, what do you think? Call us at 617-779-7937. You can also text the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's also 617-779-7937. We are about to enter the 9 o'clock hour. We will be back right after this.